Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from round Australia and round the world. Tuesdays, 12 to 2 p.m.
Bogami, Gurindi, me bente down this country. Long time before Lord Westy, all about land belonging to we. Poor Bogami, Gurindi. Poor bugger black fella this country. Long time work, no wages we. Work for good old Lord Westy. Little bit flour to guarantee for Gurindi from Lord Westy. Our poor Bogami.
Oh, bugger me, Gurindi. My name Vincent Lingihari. Me talk all about Gurindi. Dagorago place for we, home for we, Gurindi.
But poor bugger black fella this country, government boss him talk long we. Fill your house with electricity, but at White Hill for can't you see, what a creek belong to Lord Westy. Oh, poor bugger me.
Poor bugger me, Lingiari, still me talk long Gurindi. Dagorago place for we, home for we, Gurindi.
Poor bugger me, Gurindi, up come Mr. Prankadi, up skull too and talk long we, give it and long Gurindi, build him house and plant him tree long Wadi Creek for Gurindi. But poor bugger black fella this country, government law him talk long we, can't give it land long black fella see. Only spoil him, Gurindi, oh, poor bugger me, Gurindi. Poor bugger me, Gurindi, Peter Nixon talk long we. Buy your own land, Gurindi, buy him back from Lord Westy, oh, poor bugger me, Gurindi. Poor bugger black fella, Gurindi, suppose we buy him back country. What you reckon proper fee? Might be flour to guarantee from Gurindi to Lord Westy, our poor bugger me.
Oh, into the bunting along and not a bring and young of a we are up a Monday, all a poor bugger me, fella Gurindi.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. I'm your host, Joe Malange, for the next 2 hours. And I want to acknowledge Billy Bombeats, Gavin, thank you very much. And I'll talk further in a few moments. But I started off the show with a tune which is called Gurindi Blues. And it was by, they had the voice of Mr. Yunupingu, who's passed, big lawman, songman from Yolngu country up there, northern part of so-called Australia. And yeah, there's enough words being said about that person's legacy within the land rights movement. But that was a song recorded back in 1971, and yes, the big precursor to the Aboriginal Tent Embassy and many, many other things indeed. So condolences to family and community up there, folks. Yeah, that you can find that tune on the Buried Country original film soundtrack of the documentary made by Clinton Walker, The Story of Aboriginal Country Music. So, yeah, do the research, folks. Anyway, I've just come up from Bunwurrung Country, Yalakut Willem, and I'm in Woiwurrung Country, Kulin Nation, always was, always will be Aboriginal land, folks. And also, as Gavin finished off with a tune from Bart Willoughby that he plays on, I should mention that I just got in the mail today here at 3CR the biography? It's a big book, No Fixed Address by Donald Robertson. So that's a bit of a read coming up for you and for me, definitely. And hopefully in coming weeks, we might get to hear that story on Black and Deadly on a Friday, folks, from 11 till 12 noon. So just queuing that one up, get Bart and anybody else to come in and have a yarn, and it might flow on through to the program Music Matters as well, but we'll see. Anyway, on today's episode of Music Science Frontiers, I'm going to go a little bit of experimental. I know it's this thing called Easter coming up this weekend, and being this Tuesday before that that mark, there's also Orthodox Easter the week after, and lots of other things, Ramadan, a whole lot of different faiths. I'm just going to have a little interview that I did. I translate or got it transcribed and narrated for me back in 2015. Carlo Muratore is a musician from Siracusa, Sicily, and he put together this project called Pesa. Quite a few years ago, but in 2015 I gave him a call and we had a yarn about it to explain the story behind all these ceremonies that have been drastically altered through various organized religions. So I'm not purporting to follow these faiths, but I think it's more in a musical historical perspective of how music has been used in this storytelling. And also, before that, though, around about 12:30, I'll have an interview about this interesting new project called Awanye, First Encounter. So it's using many different instruments, creating sounds, and I'll have a couple of the artists involved in this project that's going to be performed next week. So stay tuned around about 12:30, and see how that goes. So in the meantime, there will also be some music of an experimental nature using sounds of the environment and various other instruments also. And we'll finish off the show with music, songs from Italy, southern Italy, Sicily, that relate to this Easter thing that they do down there. So anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to play you this new tune from a recent release from Karis Nialu, available on Bandcamp, just released late February. She comes from Mornington Peninsula, or lives from Mornington Peninsula. This is the tune of a different version of the tune Wanyara, featuring Ganga Giri on Yidaki. And I'll let you listen to it. I'll talk to you later, folks.
Jack.
So yeah, that was Karisinyalu, a single available on Bandcamp that was released late February 2023. Yorta Yorta, Jajawarang Woman, and that tune features Gangagiri on Yudaki, and Wanyira is the song representing water, the sky above, and the land, folks. So, yes, and Carissa lives on Bunwarang country down there, so called Mornington Peninsula. And there you go. If you can check her out live, do the proverbial. Next is Femi Kuti. Although the concert is sold out on Friday night at the Croxton, it was my want that I needed to play a tune from Femi Kuti from the Legacy Plus Stop the Hate recording of 2021. And this is Privatisation.
Justify. listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Just do our wars, yeah. Yeah. I se está abrumando con tantos embustes, tanto engaño, tanta falsedad. ¿Quién está en el mando? Está aniquilando a trabajadores, campesinos, ya la gente no da.
Okay, folks, we're just listening to the beginning of a piece by Psylonix, which is Gary McKee. Just a hint into the next bracket of conversation and music. It's called Cycles, released in 1996, and it's available on Bandcamp, so for you to explore further some of the other pieces from Psylonix, Gary McKee. It's from a compilation put together by him, Channeling Apollo, Art Dance Classics from 1989 to 2001. This version was released September 2022. Various natural sounds and other bits and pieces. Gary McKee is an electronic sound producer maker. But I'll give you a back announce before we go into our interview. We just heard the Solomon Islands artist, Natty Dolayasi. I think that's how you say his name, apologies. And the tune is called Ayu Omia. And once again, that's a bit of a guess. But Natty will be a guest with Charles Mamirosia at a gig that the Boat is putting on at the Abbotsford Convent, the Oratory, on Friday, the 28th of April, so end of this month. At 7:30 p.m. So check that out. I'm sure Therese will give you more information next week, and I'll probably mention it the week after as well. So check that one out. Could be really exciting, I reckon. And before Natty, we had Sunseeds, a relatively new outfit, putting out, I thought they might have put out a single already, but this is officially their first single as a group together. It includes Vanessa Estrada, the singer, made up of artists from Chile and Colombia, based now here in Melbourne, and the tune was Canción de Resistencia, and basically in support of the Peru's recent political unrest and fight for social rights. So that's brand new, folks, released at the end of March 2023. Check them out live if they're playing anywhere. Before that, we had the artist Imi Owusu, based on the Surf Coast. He's part of the African diaspora. Here's a brand new single called Flashback. That was released also at the end of March 2023. And we have, and we had Femi Kuti with the tune Privatization out of Lagos, Nigeria. Will be here with his band this Friday down at the Croxton Park. So yeah, that was released in 2021 from the Legacy Plus Stop the Hate recording. I'm going to get you to listen to a bit more of this. Apologies to Gary for talking over the top of your music, but people can check it out further online at Bandcamp. But I'll just get this interview with the musicians involved with very interesting project that you'll find out about more. But Unway, First Encounter, and see how we go, folks. Be back with you in a few moments. Thank you. Folks, I'm going to try and see if this works.
Hello there,
folks.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Yes. We'll see what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hopefully yeah, cool. You can hear me. I'm just wondering how many of you are there at the moment, if it's just two of you. Who's that now on the line?
Mitu.
Hello are you, Mitu?
I'm good, thank you.
And I'm just going to see whether I can get Abe and Ashley on as well.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's that on the line now? Anybody?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is that Abe?
Abe. Yeah.
Oh, good. I think it might be, might have to do yours separately, unfortunately. I'm not too sure.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was close. They're all three. I've got three guests on the line, folks. They're all part of this interesting collective, if I want to call it as such. It's a project called Anuai, which is A-U-N-A-I, First Encounter. But maybe, well, it's a Portuguese word that means unite completely. But maybe you can give me an introduction to what this project is about and all, and how you got together.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and introduce yourself too.
My name is Abe Donovitz. You might know me from such things as Abe Donovitz.
Yeah.
whatever.
You've done many other things, Abe, yes.
Yeah. I've been doing this for 25 years. In fact, I've been collaborating with Ashley Tahiks for this time. And knowing him and knowing what he does, when I met Mito some years ago through Voz Olympia, poetry readings, and actually that was from through Mav. I just thought, wow, that's a kindred spirit there, and I really like his work in poetry and performance and art as well. And I thought, well, we have to do this. So I've been actually thinking about this for more than 3 years.
Mm.
And finally, it just got had the opportunity to do it. So it's going to be an encounter of sounds and minds and performances happening at Kindred Band Room on the 14th of April. So we got to bring our experiences and all our sound making, techniques and whatever I want to call it, technique, but three hearts blending together and, basically making beautiful music.
I should add that the whole issue why I was curious about this project is because of your different cultural backgrounds. And
that's right.
You have, I think, is it mixed heritage or mainly Argentinian?
That's right. Oh, I have, it's very mixed. Eastern European, Argentinian, some Brazilians, some Spanish, and who knows? But a lot of different heritages. Mito comes from Cape Verde in Africa, and it's very also very rich in cultural place.
Mm.
And Ashley, he's from Melbourne, from Australia. So again, he's these are my favorite avant-gardists, that I know. Each in their own very, very particular way, produce avant-garde art, and then it's one that is very organic as well, because we're not kind of academic, we don't come from an academic perspective. Although Ashley does have a degree in art, but Mitz, I'm not sure if he does, but definitely didn't study art or music.
Mm.
So the night is going to be a night of improvisation, and basically blending our practices together and creating, one sound, one voice. Yeah,
indeed. But it's very much the different instrumentation that you're going to be using to create these
sounds.
and play off against each other. Look, it's going to be at the Kindred Band Room, as we said, in Harris Street in Footscray on 8 p.m. next Friday, not this week, Friday the 14th of April. I'm just going to get one of the other guys on the line. I might try and see if Ashley's on the line for you too. So if you drop out, just hang in there, okay?
Yep, no worries.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's not going to happen. Oh, well, I'm not sure. Big apologies. I might have to just ring him up separately or something, Abe. We'll see We'll see what's happening. Is anybody there now?
Mito.
That's Mito.
Yeah.
Thanks for being patient, Mito. I was hoping to try and get you all three on the line together.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure whether you were able to hear what we were talking about with Abe just then.
I was listening.
Good.
I was expressing some words, but did you hear me?
No. You just you'll have to repeat yourself if you don't mind. So,
that's okay.
Your background is from Cape Verde, and it's interesting where you come in from an improvisation perspective, and also the instrumentation you're expecting to use on this performance. Yeah.
Actually, I came from the Cape Verdean Island, I was born in the city of Praia in Santiago Island.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived 25 years in Portugal, in Lisbon, and I'm here in Melbourne since 2013.
Mm.
Yeah, 10 years ago I came here. So I met Ashley first. So I met accidentally Ashley at the library where he used to work.
Okay.
Yeah, so I approached him because he was curating an exhibition of a friend of mine that passed away 3 years ago, the painter from Ethiopia, Tsamirat. So I met Ashley, so he told me that... one of his main things was improvisation and poetry and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, mine too. And then he gave to me his YouTube link.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to check. But I didn't saw Ashley for years, you know. And then since this encounter that provided by Abe, so I met Abe at the Latin poetry. Not having a community here, you know, of my own. I mean, the kind of Portuguese community where you can go and deliver a poetry and so on.
Mm.
So I adopt the Latin one. So Levos Limpia is a place where I go and I say my poetry in Creole or in Portuguese. Nobody will answer. What are you speaking in, or the translation and so on, you know?
Well, it becomes a sound piece for those that can't understand the language. That's fine.
That's it. So we've been developing this friendship, me and Abe, and Abe told me for a long time. So I would like to do something with you, you know. And so it came to light 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, I don't know. So we met at the Kindred Studio just for a checkup, you know. And it was great, you know. The results was fantastic, you know. So what we about to do now is a kind of blind date, you know. So we didn't rehearse at all, and we're not going to do that.
Good.
Just because we want to keep, you know, the raw improvisation spirit. And so we pretty much now, so the nerve of each one, you know, who's who and what, each of us is doing. So I'll be playing a bunch of things. So it's a custom instrument and with some electronics.
Have you got any traditional instruments amongst all that mix, or
Well, I don't. It's this tradition of mine. I don't mean it's a tradition from Cape Verdean Island.
No, that's right.
So the traditional part is just being from Cabo Verde, not my instruments.
Your attitude,
well,
yes.
Well, I have a kind of water pipe that I play.
Okay.
And the sound is pretty much what they play with a conch shell in Tabanca. Tabanca is a cultural manifestation in Cabo Verde. So the sound is kind of a low sound, like a trombone, you know, like this. So the sound come pretty much like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it follows the traditions anyway, you know.
Sure, no, but that's the whole point of this experimentation, and that's why I was very curious about taking things into a different context. And maybe that was really happening anyway a long time ago, with people literally experimenting with the sounds of what the instruments they decided to create, the natural sounds, like obviously the conch shell, you know, and exploring all that, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, look, Mitt, I'm going to try and talk to Ashley, see if he's on the line. So hang in there, and hopefully that. But
okay, I'm here. Yeah. I'll be waiting, okay?
All right, thank you. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just see. No, maybe Ashley's not there. Oh, well, back to you, Abe.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully you just heard what Mito said. That was really interesting,
right.
And that's the perspective that I was very much focusing on, and why I thought it was worthy to let other people know about this, because we've got a really good, what are we going to call it, subculture? Is it a subculture? Experimentation's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I guess I was curious about what instruments or material you're going to use about making your sounds.
Well, I'm going to be using an oud, for example, which is like it's a Middle Eastern guitar, 10-string, double-string, double-course guitar.
Yeah.
A keyboard piano.
Yeah.
Just a kind of a standard thing, but I guess it's also the approach and how, you know, improvisation, you know, I mean, it has many different types, you know. You have your jazz and perhaps, you know, new music, or, you know, etc. But I think if anything, I like
to think that we always start from there's a term called tabula rasa, which is means like clean slate or clean table, you know. And I think we always kind of start from that. No preconceptions, no it's not that there's no musicality, but it's not, you know, there's no, we don't go by, you know, traditional patterns of music or anything like that, you know, like perhaps they would do more like in jazz, you know, you have idioms, you know, where that people use. But also we work on this in this way, and that's why I think Mito as well, he understands, we all understand each other, and we all understand the concept of writing a poem. So we have a beginning, middle, and end, and sort of in the end, I guess the whole thing, or the song, or the cycle, if you want to call it, is it's a whole, and it sort of has a beginning and an end. So so it's like writing a poem, but with sound.
Yeah.
You know, or painting a picture with sound in some ways.
I mean, you know, I guess it's about the being open-minded and... you know, following what you're going through, and it's an amazing scene. And like Mito said, I mean, you're not going to rehearse. That's the whole point. You might give a few little pointers, perhaps before you get on and do it. But I think that's pretty exciting with sound, and like with all this experimentation, you get refined sounds later on.
Yeah,
what we call music that people like to listen to. I mean, I think that's the whole point of exploration. Yeah.
That's right. Well, actually, no, as I said, we've been doing it for like over 25 years, so we don't have to rehearse. We just go, we do it, and it becomes a piece every time we do pieces of performances.
Yeah.
Or actually, we've been doing some recording recently where I create a piece and he puts words to it, like I create a musical or sound piece. And same with Mito, we've done the same recently. We did a video recently. Again, like he was kind of reading over the top of a musical piece, improvised, obviously. To someone who's not perhaps used to listening to improvisation, it might sound like, wow, they've been rehearsing hard for this. Because it all sounds pretty good, and sort of everything sort of fits in together well.
Excellent.
And I think that's what our strengths are, that we all fit together with what we do.
That's great. So you've provided me with a piece of music. It looks like it's in three parts, and I guess it maybe gives a feature for all three of you. Am I right in that assumption, or just that way it works?
I think that's probably the way it sort of it flows. Which you can have peaks and valleys, you know, in the actual piece.
All right. Cool.
And that was a first. That was a real first encounter musically. But we're going to do it like live next time, and hopefully we'll explore new things, new sounds, new ways of expressing.
Cool. All right. Well, look, Abe. Thanks very much. I'm going to say goodbye to Mito if you're still on the line too. I've apologised to Ash, but it's the way it goes. I mean, I can try again, but I don't think it's going to work for some reason. I might have just done the combination of buttons. But anyway, anything else you want to add? Yeah?
Oh, just thanks so much for your support, Joe, over the years, and CCR, obviously.
Yeah.
I love CCR.
Thank you, Abe.
And wearing the colours. Thanks so much. So, Kindred Spirit, we'll see you there. Hopefully we'll have a few people.
It's a nice space there. Friday the 14th of April over there at Haverford Street in Footscray. If you haven't been there, check it out and just go there and support the musicians that are doing something else for you. And exploration of sound is a very exciting thing.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks
no worries. Much, good on you, Abe.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, Emito.
And yes.
Thanks very much for you. And we just
thanks for the opportunity. So we'll be pure improv, improv moment. So we'll be no hits, no remakes or no covers.
Excellent. So I'm just going to play that piece that you provided with me, which is called Ode, maybe a working piece, but that's great. And I'll let the listener see how they cope with it. But thanks very much for your time, Mito.
Yeah, fantastic.
All thanks the best.
For the opportunity. Yeah,
my pleasure. All
bye.
The best.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye.
Yes, and that is a sound from another trio of musicians based in Tenerife in the Canary Islands. They're called Lagos, LAGOSS, and it's from a recording called Imaginary Island Music Volume 2, Ascension. So it's just out on the Discrepant Kedoxen label, fresh, 2023. It's going to be officially released on the 22nd of May. So I've got a preview listen here. So it's a very, very interesting project. Yes. The musicians are Daniel Garcia, Gonzalo F. Cardoso, and Mladen Kurachia. I think that's probably incorrect the way I've said that. But a very interesting project of various things. And apparently, if you want to research any further, it's sci-fi stuff, as you might have guessed. Entering the lift to the stars. It's something proposed by the Russian rocket scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, and then Arthur C. Clarke used it in his 1979 book Fountains of Paradise. Very interesting. It's part of the Canary Archipelago. So that's sort of the setting of the story, but it goes on further there. So. Something to mull over about, and just reminding you, you can check out, if you're adventurous with your sound, you can check out Anyway First Encounter at the Kindred Band Room on Friday, 14th of April, over there at Kindred Studios in Footscray. But just a couple of announcements before we get into some the Easter side of the program.
Melbourne Jazz Jammers present the third Newport Jazz Festival. 50 bands, multiple venues and 3 days of great music from some of Melbourne's finest musicians, the 21st to the 23rd of April. Trad, swing, blues, big band, Latin, bossa, bebop and beyond. Get your tickets at the Newport Bowls Club box office, Market Street, Newport, or online at melbournejazzjammers.com.au. Let's get the party started at the friendliest festival in the West, Newport Jazz Festival, a 3CR supporter.
Would you like to reduce your risk of dementia? The Better Brains trial aims to discover whether targeted lifestyle changes can prevent memory decline in Australian adults. Participants aged 40 to 70 with a family history of dementia are allocated to receive health coaching from an allied health professional or health education materials about dementia and its risk factors. The trial is run entirely online, so visit www.betterbrains.org.au to sign up now. Better Brains is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, and just before I go into that archival interview that I did transcribe with Carlo Muratori about his project Pessar, I'm going to play a couple of tunes from artists from Sicily, the band Talia from Ragusa. They put a record called Mistera in 2015, and then the great Cesare Basile with a collaboration record which featured Hugo Reis, Alfie Antico, and Gino Robea called Commedia, which is like a comedy, and that came out in 2019. So that's sort of a bit of a segue about the Pasqua thing, and I'll go straight into the Carlo Muratori interview. So enjoy for the next half hour, folks.
Cosone di agudato e come lo vitti bonar marisma i daci fece in zinca sa pa fermare da ci risse in tosta sera de pasqua da fermare e paro paro i fare diritta a scaricare perché c'ha misolanza un toccia rispondio che mi faciste zito senza cosa c'ho io
tamante di narrato ma mi consigli tente o pane come ti è una tavola se c'è niente botta di sangue attorno cucini
Thank you. saccio come no, mi parta a testa. Pensando allo presente e allo passato, per un pugno cristiano fare festa, per tanta oggi hanno lo felato. Però lo mare è sempre in tempesta, persone capo da uno stato, per a me stesso e pare caso strano, nasce in Sicilia e sogno italiano. Dice dammi lo vuoi come sto mondo, siamo al manore tante traditore,
chiacchiere e sigaretta qualche volta non ti scancia,
non può sapere rigo da battare, non c'è piata di amico e manca amore, non può sapere rigo da battare, non c'è piata di amico e manca amore.
I'm Joe Malignaggi here, 3CR, Music Sound Frontiers, and I've got a special guest all the way from Sicilia in the province of Siracusa, the singer-songwriter Carlo Muratori, and I'm talking to him just before Easter. Yes, he's done a very special project back in 1999, and he called it Pesar, which is the ancient word of where Pasqua, the Italian word for Easter, comes from. But I'll introduce you to Carlo Muratori. He's an original singer-songwriter, and he's also done many cultural projects about the stories in Sicily and other material and collaborations. So welcome to 3CR Music Sound Frontiers, Carlo.
Ciao, benvenuto.
Hi, and welcome to you, and thank you for your call.
The pleasure is all mine, Carlo. Okay, I would like to start off with the fact that this project Pesar, this Easter project, the record, the production is called I Canti e le Musiche della Settimana Santa in Sicilia, which translates as the Songs and Music of the Holy Week in Sicily. Now, you 2 years before had done another project regarding the week or the week before Christmas. So this project naturally is about the death of Jesus, or you can correct me, because, yes.
Sì, praticamente è la conclusione.
Yes, it is exactly as you said. It is the conclusion of the project Devastare on Christmas, and it tells of those rites of passage within the popular tradition from southern Italy and many other traditions, used to celebrate the passage of time from summer to winter, from winter to spring. And when time is suspended between those passages, in that moment the celebration is held to sanctify the passage of time. I call the project Pesach because in Hebrew it means passage. And it is also where the Italian word came from, Pasqua, Easter. Again, the meaning is the passage from life to death of Christ, but also from winter to spring, since Easter happens the first day of the new moon after the equinox. And these rites are held to make people think and celebrate nature, upon which the Catholic tradition set its own festivities. Christ was born during winter solstice and died to be born again in Easter. And this explains the title.
And the same reason as the previous project, this is a very ancient stories. Where did you collect the stories? Is it an original piece that you made from collected stories?
Sono storie molto antiche perché,
these stories are very old. The narration of Christ's crucifixion in the Italian dialects dates back to the Middle Ages, around 13th, 14th centuries. In the documents called Laudi, we can trace the origin of the Madonna weeping or the death of Christ episodes. The material for my project, on the other hand, comes from the 16th and 17th century. During that period, the Catholic Church started to form the so-called brotherhoods. A brotherhood is a team of people working together with rectors and priests to organize the processions, which are those spectacular walks, if I may say so, across the town roads holding the vare. They are the statues representing the Madonna in the death of Christ. Soundtrack of the processions are the lamenti, and these chants are again dated back to the Middle Ages, even if for some we can trace the origin before the Christian tradition from the Arabs in the Middle East.
That's very interesting. Once again, it sounds like it's a story that was for many, many centuries, and then it was rewritten or appropriated by the Catholic Church. Is that correct?
Some texts have been collected during the 19th century. I collect the others during the processions. The Lamento di Cani Gattini, just near Palazzolo, the town that I believe you know well, Joe, had no written source, so I had to do it by myself. I recorded it with a microphone, and I then tried to replicate and interpret it.
Oh, no,
Okay, so in this sense, is it these songs and laments are still practiced in an original or semi-original way rather than the Christmas version that you had? Because in the Christmas version, you said it was very much performed in a tourist type way. Is the Easter one still a lot more traditional because you've been able to record this for your own research?
Well, if you ask whether these chants are still sung in Sicily, I can tell you that, for example, the Lamento di Canicattini, after an interruption of about 10 years, has miraculously returned after a very complex and romantic series of events. So basically, a young friend remembered his grandfather and arranged for the music to be performed again. And a lot of the song in the project are lost because nowadays processions are not performed by live chanting anymore, but utilizes local bands playing funeral marches.
Okay. And how did you decide that it was going to be for polyphonic choir and a chamber orchestra? How did you decide that it was going to be performed like that? Because initially, the music and, you narrate stories and then there is the songs and music. That was your decision or does it come from some other inspiration?
No, praticamente...
Originally, these chants were interpreted by one single voice for the melody in a choir, which only reinforced the final, the last notes of the music only. In the project, there are still monophonic songs, and I only rearranged the music, since in the original version, there were no violins or cellos. I have to add a sound more similar to a chamber music, similar to the 17th century ensembles. So I started, Joe, from the assumption that this music is more similar to classic music than folk music. It is a phenomenon of the highest level of music, so the interpretation could have not been played by a guitar or a tambourine or a flute. It would have been betrayed melody and the arrangement. I chose the classic approach of the polysymphonic choir with the arches, clarinet and trumpets. I put together the concept of a band and an orchestra.
Yeah, I see. And you have a credit that there was a group of, well, an ensemble which you call Privitera, and you mentioned that these were the average age of 20-year-olds. Is that from the experience of the recording at Canicattini, or how did you collect all these musicians and artists?
No, sono musicisti
Privitera. The Privitera ensemble come from Siracusa, Catania, and other parts of Sicily, but not Canicattini. From Canicattini, I only took the chant, the lamento. Actually, the one from Canicattini is the only one performed by voices, a cappella. And all the musicians are young guys who had a classical training and mostly working in orchestras.
Okay. And like the other Christmas project, there is songs gathered from many regions of Sicily again.
Sì, certo.
Yes, absolutely. They come from all over Sicily, Trapani, Misteri, Caltanissetta, Palermo, Vittoria, Canicattini, Catania. And then in the album, between one chant and another, there is also a storytelling about the passion of Christ, with very original and beautiful pieces. In particular, there is one that can be called the Passion Clock, and for each hour it tells an event, 1, 2, the cross, 3, 4, the death, and so on. It's a time sequence of events.
E su un'ora di notte ingrato facia la cena, giura miseranno, e mentre Gesù la cena ia facendo, Luciaremento seva preparando. E Gesù Cristo, lo tutto sapendo, la sua morte si ava avvicinando. e a duri li peri ci lavavo, ed a ceuri ci per i recavo, ed a quaciuri li comunicavo, e a cincuri all'orto sinnio.
Yes, but we're talking about the story of Jesus, but these are laments. I don't know whether you mentioned it before, but it's specifically, the as you say, the passion, but it's about the pain of a mother of losing her son and that sort of thing, really, isn't it?
Yes, sure. The topics are the crying of the Madonna and others. Every event is told. For example, there is the storytelling of the blacksmith who made the nails for the cross. The Madonna meets him and asks to not make them, to do another job but that. But he says that he has to do it, otherwise he will put on the cross. The general feeling of the storytelling is the fatalist. All has to happen because of the dreadful and the evil destiny. This is where the Sicilian mentality comes from, what we could call the Mediterranean fatalism. The black shades, the mourning, there is no telling of the resurrection. In the Sicilian tradition of crucifixion, the topics are death, crying, the mother and the son, and there is no light. Everything lies in the dark.
Well, that's how I feel initially this story is. I mean, it is a dark story, and then the music does progress to be, you make it a little bit lighter. Is that correct, Carlo?
Yes, absolutely. You're correct.
I saw some in your note about this project. Was it a controversial project only because you made a deliberate interpretation, or the people realized what you were trying to do? Or...
No, c'è controversia.
Not really. Maybe a dispute could arise from the fact that brotherhoods don't interpret things like I do. I do not use the music with a religious purpose. I perform it in a theater. That is very different as Verdi with a Stabat Mater or Pergolesi, Bach. It is an artistic interpretation. mine is a very different approach. You know, if someone from a brotherhood will listen to my album and not recognize it, or could say, I don't recognize it, or this is not the way to do it, but basically there is no dispute. Everything has its own sphere, different audience. Most likely my audience is made of people who do not attend processions, but are interested in Sicilian culture.
Ecco, and that's probably a good place to finish, because I think there's a lot of myths about the story of Sicily, and it's very important that you said at the beginning that there is origins in pre-Christian of this story of telling the pain of the people and what happens to a mother if she loses her son. Is that right?
Certo, è importante.
This is very important for us, above all because it underlines the importance of passages. Our society, the Western society, has lost the passage rites and lives constantly in a festive mood. This is the reason why it is never really festive. Instead, this project retraces in the series of festivities the way people will distinguish the weekdays from festivities, and both these times were sacred. Also, working days were made sacred with the recommendations to the Madonna and the saints, made always before starting a new task. Nowadays is always Sunday and never Sunday. That's why this work is important.
You have continued since 1999 to do this every Easter, just to remind the people about this story.
Yes, indeed. Every year since 1999 I performed this show, and I hope I will continue to have theatres available for receiving us. Bye for now, and thank you, Joe.
Grazie, Carlo. Grazie,
grazie Joe. Grazie a te. Saluti a tutti.
Greetings to all the Sicilians listening to the radio and online.
Un abbraccio forte. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Buongiorno.
Un poco a raso la giumba suonava, Maria presso alla giumba zinnia, ascolta ad una ronda villacciata, libera la Vironica chiamata.
Thank you.
a very special thank you must go to Francesca Valdinocci for the original interview transcription, and also to Paolo Lolicata for the narration. And it continues, folks. This is the project Sardinian Liturgy. It features the Sardinian artist Paolo Angeli, and coming out of Monash University when Paolo Angeli came out here for the Melbourne International Jazz Festival a few years ago. This release came out in 2016. Features the musicians Robert Burke, Mirko Guerini, Jordan Murray, Stephen Magnuson, and Stefano Tamborino. And if you were listening attentively to that conversation I had with Carlo Muratori, the mention was of Stabat Mater, and this is the piece Stabat Mater. So check that out wherever you can. I should mention some gigs while I'm at it. In fact, Carlo Muratori has done three performances, or he's doing three performances. He's on the 2nd, 5th and 7th of April in the towns of Solarino, Melilli and Siracusa. And if I'm not wrong, I think they're all in the province of Siracusa, those three towns. So there, hope you enjoyed that and got a different perspective from what goes down this time of year. And other gigs, the Boite Portfolio gig is happening at the Open Studio next Wednesday, next week, on the 12th of April. Features the musicians Susie So Blue and Melody Kin. Check that one out. It's going to be some other great concerts happening as part of the Boite Portfolio. So go to boite.com.au website for further information. But also the playlist of this program will be up on the Facebook page of Music Sans Frontières and the program page at 3cr.org.au/Music Sans Frontières. Also, Emir Wusso, I neglected to mention, he's got a residency Wednesdays in April at Shot Kickers. So check that one out. It should be really good. It's a really great opportunity to see different things, and also with guests they have. Some great Sicilian Southern Italian music happening next week, folks. We've got the Sicilian Connection happening at Ciccio Pizza on Thursday, the 13th of April at 6:30 p.m. We've got Santa Taranta, represented by Salvatore Rossano, who's in town for a short time, and Mario Gulisano from Oi Dip Noi, and many other projects in Sicily, and also the director of Alcantara Festival that happens in July on the slopes of Mount Etna. Indeed. And the following night, on the Friday, at the Thorn in 300 Collins Street, Thornbury, we have the Italian Folk Music Night, which incorporates those musicians and also the Rustica Project. So there, and I should say the Ciccio Pizza is at 98 Kent Road in Pasca Vale. There are events made up of that. Got also the National Folk Festival, huge, happening this Easter, and many of you might go there. Certainly I think Therese probably will be there.
Kavisha Metzala is one of those artists performing there, and she's got a choir on Monday nights at Clifton Hill called Lingua Mama. And I'm probably not going to have time to do a total track from Kavisha, but I've got a really beautiful piece from her record. From her record, of course, Love and Sorrow. And this is the beautiful voice of Kavisha Metzala.
Spada, spada.
Hi, I'm Matilde Politi. You are listening to Music Songs Frontiers on 3CR Radical Radio, Community Radio. Please support and donate wherever you can.
Maria passa pinna Shadanova, la porta d'un Ferraro aperta è. O caro masciucchista fanna stura, fazzo una lancia e ci pungenti chiova. O caro masciunullo fata stura, causti suvi la pavula mascia. O cara donna, nullo pozzo fare, unni c'è Gesù cimendina mia. O caro masciumini d'uni nova, unni è lo figlio amato di Maria. O cara donna l'uvuli tasciari, usti su sangue vi impara la via. O figlio di sta croce scinni scinni, cacce la tua mammuzza e t'addifenni. O cara mamma, benediciti miei ghiti vini, cacce la Santa Croce ma difenni. Portatemi a Giovanni che lo voglio, quando mi dona un poco di consiglio. Di neuro mi lo porta l'umoglio, ora ci credo che è morto mio figlio. E l'acqua del mare si fece occhio, guardate cielo venire a mio figlio. E l'acqua dello mare si fece occhio, guardate cielo venere a mio figlio. E per due volte ci ha passato che su Dio che ne ha creato ogni loco e ubbia, scappa l'inferno e ci onfa Maria. E per due volte laudato sia, quando passa Gesù, pensa a Maria.
Thank you.
So there you go, folks. That's one for with a bit of darkness. But this one for the Greeks from Sicily, Christos Nesti, from the Complesso Bandistico Giuseppe Verdi di Mezzo Giusto. So maybe a little segue to Great Voices coming up in a couple of minutes. So check that out. But we heard Eleonora Bodonaro from her Cotune e Lame record of 2017. Maria Passa Pina Strada Nuova. Maria goes past the new road. So there's the Mother's Lament. And before that, we had Elena Leda from Sardinia from her great recording of 2009, Cantende Adus, Non Mi Giamendas Maria, and Kavisha Matsala from Love and Sorrow. Check it out, The Olive Tree. All right, I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Get out there and check out some live music and stay tuned to 3CR for the rest of the day. Ciao. And this is Project La Banda coming out of Puglia with the piece A Mi Madre, Musica Sacra della Settimana Santa. Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.